Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, Radhe Radhe, how are you?
Radhe Radhe, Subha ki jai.
Thank you, Gurudev. Thank you so much for again joining us and giving your time to us and for this today's lecture. Today's topic is following Srila Prabhupada, based on today's disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada. Gurudev, thank you so much, and you may please enlighten us today on the topic. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Nama Om Vishnu, Hare Krishna, Krishnaya Bhutale, Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chitrana, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesa Sanyavadi Prasacha, Desatarini, Om Jnana Atimirandasya, Jnana Janasalakaya, Chakshur Milita Mena Tasmai, Sri Gurave Namaha, Sri Chaitanya, Mano Vishtan Stapitam, Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadda Mahayana Dati Swa Padam Tikam, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhulita Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So today is a very auspicious day. A disappearance of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who is a founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So today we are remembering Prabhupada and discussing following Srila Prabhupada. There are many spiritual organizations in this world. Many. And also different scriptures for different people across the world, the globe. So Srila Prabhupada was sent here by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So why Srila Prabhupada came to this world? The Prabhupada came here just to come and save us. His slogan is going back home, back to Godhead. That's Prabhupada's mission. To take us back to Godhead. And for that purpose, He did so many things. He gave us Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Net of Devotion, Net of Instruction, Sri Upanishad, and so many other books. And in all His books, all the acharyas are present. All the proper books, all the acharyas, the president, even Jesus, Prabhupada quoted him many times in his lectures and in the purports. So, Prabhupada is a subtotal of all religious organizations put together. He is not just a special master for Hare Krishna movement, he is a special master for the whole world. For all living entities. He didn't come here to compete with other religious organization, religious body. And to accomplish that, he gave so many things. So we have classes daily, study of the scriptures. We have deities, we have Poseidon, we have Fruitful Life, we have Sarinam, we have Sankirtan, Book Distribution, College Preaching, Baptist Preacher, everything. We have temples, making devotees. What is a proper looking for in all these activities, in all these programs? To find one pure devotee he could send back one back to Godhead. Not just one devotee, but at least that I did not do much. Get one person. The prophet came to get the whole world. If we look at the prophet, following prophet, we are following some prophet words theoretically, artificially. In the beginning, it is very good. I was to follow some prophet words. I was to do that. It's our duty to follow, not imitate, but to follow him. Without interpretation, without deviation, without circulation. I have to follow him. But we should follow Prabhupada so closely that we will come to the level of following his wisdom. That is very much lacking. What does that mean? It means that we should look at what Prabhupada did. First of all, let us begin from here. The foundation of this movement was laid on purity. The foundation of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is based on purity. That is, Prabhupada showed us by establishing this movement without material facility, nothing. Prabhupada started this International Society, this whole big organization, with only a pair of characters, the holy name and his purity. Nothing else. Purity. His compassion. His ability to see things equally, not seeing the body. Prabhupada preached to the Indians, to the Africans, to the Europeans, Americans. He preached the same philosophy and not the body. He never changed his preaching. The same everywhere. See, he doesn't discriminate on the body. The discrimination is based on quality, purity. So he started this movement, the platform for the foundation of purity. Meaning that if we want to understand Prabhupada, if we want to appreciate the Prabhupada, so we should try to understand the deeply of consciousness, purity, like he said, is the force. So Prabhupada said to his devotees, if you, there is no way a disciple can pay the guru for his mercy, for his grace, for everything. One can never pay. So Chaitanya Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati calls us. He said, we are all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Hyan. Hyan means we are a debtor that cannot pay back our debt. So Prabhupada said, if you appreciate what I'm doing, and if you want to show your appreciation, then preach vigorously as I'm doing. That is where we can show Prabhupada precision. Follow Prabhupada, preach vigorously like he did. Preach with compassion. Preach with mercy, not with pride, not with false ego. Preach with compassion. Preach with love. Follow Prabhupada. One devotee on Sankirtan, he broke one principle. So the temple president came to know. So he sent him out of the temple. Practically, he sent him out of the movement because he informed other presidents in America never to accept him in the temple. No matter how the devotee begged, they were denied entrance to the temple. And he tried to see Sri Prabhupada, they also deprived him of it. They denied him of seeing Prabhupada. They didn't even allow him to see Prabhupada. But the devotee tried and tried and tried until his determination, his eagerness, it touched one of the prisoners who allowed him to see Sri Prabhupada. And so Prabhupada told him, if they don't want you, then come and stay and travel with me. Following Prabhupada. Prabhupada did not encourage the deviation, but he was concerned with devotees' Krishna consciousness. In other words, Prabhupada maintained the devotees' spiritual Prabhupada maintained devotees' Krishna consciousness. He protected devotees' from falling away from Krishna consciousness. As a Prabhupada, he was so careful that he was so careful and so loving that he treated the disciples in such a way that Krishna consciousness is maintained. That is a Prabhupada, by his personal behavior. In Mumbai, somebody came to see Sri Prabhupada. And devotees don't want the man to see Sri Prabhupada. Because the man smokes cigarettes. So Prabhupada attended to other people, but when it was time for him to attend to this man, the devotees told him there's no need for him to see the man. The Prabhupada said, why? They said to Prabhupada, oh, he's a smoker. Prabhupada, you don't need to see him, he's a smoker. Let him go. So Prabhupada looked at the devotees carefully. And he told them, please bring the man. So they called the man back. So he came to see the Prabhupada. And Prabhupada attended to him. After the man left, so Prabhupada looked at the devotees and he said, and millions of people here in Bombay. Out of the millions, one person has come to see me. I didn't see his effort to come and see me. He always saw his nonsense. He didn't see his good side. He's smoking cigarette, that is what you saw. But he didn't see his effort to come all the way from his house to come and see me. So Sri Prabhupada But no, here he's not appreciating the man smoking or no, promoting it. You're appreciating him. But he's looking at, he's seeing where he can find the man's good quality so that it will eventually overcome the bad quality. Attended to the man very nicely. Allow him to see him. To see a pure devotee, it is said in the Bhagavatam, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, we are talking to Vidura. People go to visit holy places, but you are holy places specified. A moment association with you, a pure devotee, is more than taking bath in Ganga. It could take a long time to take bath in Ganga to be purified. But once, just a short moment with a pure devotee, one's life is formed. Sasarup Das. One afternoon, the devotees went to see Srila Prabhupada, and everybody began settling into the living room to listen to him speak. Just as Prabhupada was about to begin, there was some commotion at the door. The Monachara was there, and he didn't want to come inside and sit down. He was feeling very low and fallen because that morning he had smoked a cigarette. He didn't feel worthy of joining his god brothers and sisters and just wanted to stand outside the door and listen. So the Prabhupada asked what was the cause of the commotion, and everybody told him that the Monachara didn't want to come in because he felt unworthy and too sinful. Prabhupada laughed and called to him, saying, "Whatever you have done, I forgive you. Now come inside and join us." So we should follow proper wisdom. Not only following his word, not only following whatever it is there for us to follow, but we should follow Srila Prabhupada so closely that we'll be promoted to come to the level of following Srila Prabhupada's wisdom. That is maturity. There is always the advancement, the progress in Krishna consciousness. If you are stagnant on one platform, we cannot make it. We'll become frustrated at a point. Because it is a movement and we have to move. This is Prabhupada. He's not encouraging deviation. But he is careful to protect devotees from losing their Krishna consciousness. Yes. I'm giving class. So, following Prabhupada, in America, Prabhupada, he was taking his books from stores to stores, seeing who could take some and distribute for him. And there was a lady who was distributing the books. So when Prabhupada went to see her once, he didn't preach philosophy to her. He was simply talking about Indian food. And the lady was interested in samosa. She said, I love samosa. So Prabhupada just noted that. He didn't say anything. But when he was coming back to see the lady the next time, he met samosas from the house and brought for the lady. Falling over. It's wonderful. Then, in the beginning, he was going to give class in this one society. So he was earlier than other people. So Prabhupada, he was there chanting. Then one Muslim man came in and he went straight. He didn't know the person who was going to speak, but he likes to sit very close to the speaker so he could hear everything clearly. So fortunately for him, by providence, he came and sat very close to Prabhupada. He didn't know who he was going to speak, so Prabhupada was sitting in the hall, not on the dais, podium. He was sitting. And because there was no time yet for him to speak. So this Muslim man came and sat there with Prabhupada. Prabhupada was chanting. And from time to time he would look at him and continue chanting. After some time he would look and continue his chanting. Then suddenly Prabhupada asked him, "Are you from India?" And I said, "No, I'm an American." An American. The Prabhupada continued his chanting. After some time, he asked the man again, "Are you a Hindu?" And I said, "No, I'm a Muslim." "I'm a Muslim." And Prabhupada stopped. After some time, the program was about to begin, so he was announced and called to come to the stage. My Prabhupada has established a relationship with this foreigner. Though it's not so deep, but now you're free. So Prabhupada came to him and said, "Excuse me, can you help me watch over these boxes while I'm preaching there?" The man said, "Oh, this is a man I have come to hear." So he said, yes, why not? So Prabhupada didn't stop there. He didn't stop there. And he said, "Can you also help me to sell them?" So the man said, yes, he said, because he has already agreed, I'll look over the books, the cartons, the boxes, a few boxes there. I will look after them. Now he's going to do more service. Can you also help to sell them? Well, so I agreed. And then Prabhupada gave him the prices for the books and left. So he went to the stage and gave his class. After speaking, people thought that he is the proper secretary. So they were coming to ask him questions, but he would refer them to He referred them to Sir Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was speaking with them. And some people would come to him, so he would refer them back to Prabhupada. In this way, Sir Prabhupada, without considering the man's religion or whatever, he engaged him in service, devotional service. Prabhupada engaged him in devotional service without preaching, without philosophy, without preaching to convince him to be a devotee. He simply engaged him in the service. That way the man becomes purified. By doing his service to a pure devotee, he pleases a pure devotee, automatically Lord Krishna is pleased with you. So, following Prabhupada, you can see how Srila Prabhupada demonstrated his Krishna consciousness by touching every single person that came to him with your Krishna consciousness. He transformed people, he changed people. Following Prabhupada is not that build a very wonderful temple. A very wonderful asan. And then push a proper day while we do completely opposite thing that does not show that we really appreciate Prabhupada and we are following him. Following Prabhupada. Something from Dhananjaya. The Prabhupada told him, your wife can give the class today. Today we have difficulties in appreciating every devotee, irrespective of our bodies. Here, Prabhupada is given Bhagavad Gita class. He actually wanted Bhagavad Gita class to be held in the courtyard. There was one Indian joint. His name was Prem Yogi. And he told him that he should give class in Hindi every evening. Then was also an Indian couple, Pranav and his wife, Vanamali. He told him that he should also give Hindi class and his wife should sing bhajans. Then Pranav said, actually, my wife is more intelligent than me. Better that she gives the class. She speaks from Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, that's all right. If she can do that, she can give the class. Prabhupada engaged everyone in Krishna consciousness. Whoever be the person, Prabhupada appreciated everyone and engaged everyone in service. So that we can become purified. Raghunath, was recognized as being something of a decorative, a little bit out of control, difficult to deal with kid. My first remembrance of Papa was the wave of utter and absolute thrill and excitement that I experienced seeing him, which even as a boy took me by surprise. When Papa came around, it really transformed me. You took one glance at Papa and you were there. You could step right into it. It was more than tangible. You ate it. And it will last about as long as I was in Papa's company. After about an hour, I will start losing it and start acting 7 or 8 years old again. It really seemed everyone was very harsh in comparison to what Papa was about. So as soon as Papa will come, we will get nice clothes and we'll get new bedding, and the procedure was really good, and the harshness of the disciple or the discipline went away down, which is the opposite of if you have a military superior officer come through. Then what happens is the discipline gets more and more severe and strict. Here it seems to happen that when Prabhupada came around, people lightened up a little bit. They seemed to become a little bit more blissful and respectful and sweet. Yes, that is what Prabhupada created for us. So the Prabhupada saw them and then motioned to his leading disciples, including visiting sannyasis and GBC members, to come forward and accept a cookie, just like the children had done before them. I could see the first leader hesitate for a brief second, but then he stepped forward and we all lined up to receive the mercy one by one. Everyone was completely satisfied. So the Prabhupada, our eternal father, had once again displayed his causeless mercy to his boys and girls. So we can follow the Prabhupada's purity. After all, this is the foundation of this movement, purity. The Prabhupada came here to deliver us, to take us back and back to Godhead. He has not come here to pamper us and make us remain here in the material world. He has come to take us back to our father, our original father, our original home, where we originally belong. And never to come back again to this material world. That is the Prabhupada. There are so many philanthropy organizations in this world who does wonderful activities. They give money, they give clothes, they give food. So the Prabhupada did not do something just on the body. Philanthropic activities are for the body. The clothes, the food, and the money is for the body. And he gave an example of a drowning person. Someone is drowning, and another person comes and take off the coat and come up the shore and declare, "I have saved him." But the person himself is drowned. That is philanthropic activities. The soul is starving. We are simply taking care of the body. To build a free school, build free hospital, planting trees, dig wells, or giving people money, food, clothing. all these activities end with the body. The proper went beyond the body, proper went direct to the soul. And he gave an example because a journalist was challenging him. So he gave this example. Someone is suffering in the street. And one man came and gave food, gave money and gave clothing. Another person else came and he said, "Oh, my dear boy, you don't suppose to suffer like this. You are suffering unnecessarily. I know your father. Please come, I will take you to your father." And the man takes the boy by hand. "Please come." And he takes the boy to the father. "This is your father." Which of them is better? The one who takes the boy to the father is better, because being with the father, all his problems are solved. You're not going to look for food. You're not going to look for money. You're not going to look for clothing. Everything is made available. So, Prabhupada did not come here to do philanthropic activities, doing some social work based on the body. He did that also by introducing Hope for Life. He did more than that, by taking the soul back to Godhead, and he gave a system for training to get us completely purified and qualified to go back to Godhead. That's his love. Back to Godhead. That's his proper mission. He came to extinguish the fire of conditioned life. He's burning everyone in this world. He came to extinguish us. And taking us away from the material world and bring us to spiritual life. So, by celebrating, remembering his disappearance day today, and remembering his significance in our life, we can deeply appreciate that by how we individually look into our heart and see if our consciousness is what offering to suffer. Otherwise, for today, we can make favorite dishes for proper, a lot of kachuris. I know people who are very good, they can make very wonderful, powerful kachuris for proper. You can speak very wonderful, perfect English with all metaphors and ornament. Right? And with our charisma, present a very wonderful woman that everybody will appreciate. But beyond all this is what goes on in our own mind, our consciousness, day to day. So we can see if it is what offering to suffer. That would be the best offering we can offer to him. We are working towards pleasing him by following in his footsteps. Proper treated people with compassion, with love, not with envy, not with hatred, not with ego. He treated people, he established this society based on purity, and he maintained this society by purity, by love and compassion. That he started this society. A pair of characters, a holy name. He simply chanted and people came with his purity, listening to proper voice like it's out of this world. Yeah, it is out of this world because he's not from here, he came from there. So the proper key guy.